Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Attention, attention all fathers and daughters. Marianne has something we need to hear.
Well, this caught my eye because you are the father of a couple of daughters, and I wanted to see where you think you pass and where you flunk here. So these are some important things psychologists say girls need to hear their dads saying at home.
I'm ready for the test.
Okay, so the first one is making arrangements. It could be saying, like, I'll find the doctor, or I'll set up the lessons, or I will organize the play date. That kind of involvement is super important because it shows that these tasks are not meant only for one parent or one gender. It's called invisible labor. And usually the mom is stuck with all the invisible labor, behind-the-scenes stuff that needs to be coordinated. What do you think about this, Bob? Do you think you pass or fail?
Well, I'll tell you why I don't make arrangements, because our kids are so competent. I think they would rather that I stay out of it.
Well, that's because they're in their 30s. But I'm talking about when they were five.
Oh.
Okay. And the one that's in her 20s is very competent, too. But I don't think I ever heard you do that.
Well, also because you're so competent.
Oh, please give me a break. Somebody's got to do it. You know, if you let the kids hear you plan up and dividing the work, they get the message that everyone's time is equally important. But in our household, I think we believe that your time is more important than others.
Well, it's just that we have different roles, different assignments.
No, that shouldn't be that. Okay, the second one is school volunteering. This is also part of invisible labor, helping out at school, so that the mom doesn't always have to say it. Like, a dad can just say, I'll go to her class, I'll meet with the teacher. Do you pass or fail this one?
I spent a lot of time in the school when the kids were little.
Yeah, when it was parent-teacher meeting time and it was scheduled.
Well, it made me feel young. I enjoyed hanging out there.
Please. All right. The third one is positive responses to big shows of emotion. So, you know, when the kid is screaming her head off, do not say drama queen and you're too emotional. Especially when you hear, a woman's strong opinions, because this tells your daughter that expressing their emotions is wrong. So it's better to say, well said, or I don't agree, but I respect how much she cares. Yeah, I don't think I ever heard you using those negative phrases around the house.
Well, no. I mean, what would happen would be you would try to speak to our daughter or our son, and get them out of that bad mood. But I realized that that wasn't going to work. So I would wait for a calm period and then discuss things with them.
Okay. Not exactly what I'm talking about, but yeah, maybe. I don't know. Okay, the next one is enthusiasm about female athletes. So this is self-explanatory, and you've done a great job doing this. You're always mentioning great female athletes when you talk about athletes. You're always giving our daughter articles about, because she's in the sporting world, about some, you know, the first female coach of whatever team. But psychologists say that also you should make a point of using your free time to watch them. So, because you're sending a message both to your daughter and your son that good competition and things to appreciate come from anywhere and everyone, and it's good to seek them out.
You know, I gave our youngest daughter the ball gene because I always played with her, and that's why she's excelling in sports and in the sports world today.
That's not what I'm talking about, though.
Well, no, you're talking about being supportive and enthusiastic.
About other female athletes, like watching the WNBA on TV.
And I watch with her.
Okay, all right. Okay, the next one is praise for being assertive. So, like, for example, if you hear your wife on the phone, like that would be me, you know, having this very tense conversation, you can say, you know, she was, you know, your wife was mad but calm and firm. You can say something to your wife like, you're a badass, way to handle that. And the subtext is that it's okay to be assertive. So your kids are watching that, especially your daughters.
Yeah, I've learned to let you be assertive without trying to tamp it all down. I get it.
Okay, great. And then stories about your friends. You're good about this. Kids like hearing your history. It fills in the holes, but it can always also give lessons. So you want to talk about what your good friends are like, but you also want to talk about the friends that you've separated from. And listening to you speaking truthfully about this, your daughter is going to have an example that you can walk away if a relationship is not right.
She barely wants to hear about me, let alone my friends.
Let alone the ones you're not friends with anymore. Okay. The next one is apologies for interrupting. This is a huge one for me, Bob. You know that I've been in broadcasting for many, many years, and there are shows that I just won't go on because the guy who's on the radio constantly, the MO is to interrupt. It's a bad habit and an easy habit to fall into, especially for men. And it amounts to presumed dominance. So if you accidentally interrupt somebody during a discussion or on the phone or something, say, I'm sorry I cut you off. Please continue. This is just good manners. But it's also important for your daughter to hear this because she's eventually going to go into a meeting and get the message that she should talk less or that it's all right for people to talk over her. So show the awareness and let somebody else, you know, finish what they're saying.
I realize that because I spent my life interviewing people, sometimes I want people to move it along and I might cut them short.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, right. You might. You're not the worst offender. There are other worse offenders, by the way.
Thank you for that. What's on Savvy Planet this week?
Okay, well, you're going to love this, especially because you're now a coffee drinker late in life. And it's a very simple recipe for espresso coffee, but you're also a sugarholic. And instead of sugar, you use sweetened condensed milk for this coffee. And that might be my favorite ingredient on the planet, by the way, sweetened condensed milk. It's so delicious. I call it Café Caramelo, which means candied. It's like candied coffee. And you've got to check it out. It's super easy to make. It takes 5 minutes to make.
It's great for people who don't like coffee like me. SavvyPlanet.com. Put a hyphen between Savvy and Planet. Thank you, Marianne.